But right now, Ham has to share a little audio he found on the cutting room floor because we had, of course, wall-to-wall first-round draft coverage last night. And what is this, Ham?
So for each draft we do here on the ticket, usually we have player profiles. Those are done by our ticker man. They're usually first-rounders or whoever our team is going to, we think are going to select in that draft.
Sure.
And I said usually because we didn't have those last night. Now, profiles are pre-recorded. They're submitted beforehand. They're reviewed by our editorial board. And I think I know why we didn't have any that ran last night. And I have three examples in our system that I found. I'll start off first by saying this guy is one of our weekend ticker men. He's a producer of the World Cup Kick Around. He's the co-host of the Dallas Stars postgame show. That would be Michael Dixon.
Sure.
Now,
not Will Connerly.
Not
different
Will Connerly.
Person.
Totally different person. Now, at times, Michael could be a little long-winded whenever he's trying to give you an answer or just talk to you. And I want to play this one first because he did it of AJ DeBonsa from BYU.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah, you want to end up going to the Wizards, number one overall. And I think I know why this one was rejected for reasons of being long-winded.
AJ DeBonsa Jr., a 6'9" forward from Brigham Young University.
This is pre-recorded. DeBonsa,
was the number one rated player in the 2025 class. It might surprise you. He doesn't look like the
get on with it.
Stereotypical BYUN in that he
not a white guy.
BYUN.
I would put this delicately. He's not Mormon. He excels in the odd man rush with a one timer that's second to none. Scouts like in his play style to a supercharged Tracy McGrady. But without that weird eyeball thing going on, some scouts also view him as a taller, less bitch version of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Consensus first team All-American. He also won the Julius Erving Award, the Hobie Baker Award, Tim Taylor Award, the NCAA Blue Liner of the Year. Some scouts project DeBonsa to be good. I would say he might be very good.
Again, he got on with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Could have had some editing.
Yeah.
Could have been a 30-second profile.
I've heard him do NFL profiles in the past, and they didn't drag like that.
They didn't drag like that, and also I think half of those are hockey terms.
Yes, so he's a blue liner. It took him 30 seconds to say his name, school, and height.
Yeah, so I could see why that one didn't make the cut.
A lot of information.
Now, our second rejected profile.
Do better, Michael.
Also done by a ticker man. This is Will Connerly. Will, for my money, he's up to date on everything. I think he apologized when the Micah trade went down because he asked if we had heard it yet, and it was on Twitter for like 12 seconds when he asked us. And we joke because he's also very robotic in his delivery, and he might give you some unnecessary details that just don't pertain to anything. But this was one done by Will Connerly. This was a Cameron Boozer profile he did last night.
Cameron Boozer, the 6'9" ticket reference, power forward, born Homo sapien human male. Birthday July 18, 2007. Zodiac sign Cancer the Crab in the northern celestial hemisphere. Hailing from Salt Lake City, Utah, currently at coordinates, latitude 40 degrees, 40 minutes, and 57 seconds north, longitude 73 degrees, 58 minutes, 30 seconds west. Born a former National Basketball Association player and West German immigrant, Carlos von Boozer Schneider, Cameron Poe Boozer, attending Duke University. Over his young career on and off the basketball court, which stretches 600 inches by 1,128 inches, Cameron amassed awards like National College Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year, the Hero of the Hardwood Player of the Year, in addition to being a 16-time All-American Slug Bug Champion. Scouts say his upside compares to that of Tim Duncan without the permanent sad face, which is caused by the depressor anguloid oreus muscle, which causes the face to frown. Initiate humor. The team that drafts him hopes that they don't frown looking back at this pick.
That was a laughter. That's laughing. Laughing. Okay, he's learning to laugh.
Again, I can see why that's rejected.
He's Will's very analytical. Loves information. Loves to present information.
Yes. I didn't realize Will had the ability to speak that fast either.
Yeah, he's no kidding.
Like the processor just really hits the Nas.
As he could tell you exact coordinates of where they're at.
I don't know.
Zodiac sign.
Oh, that's funny.
And finally, our final profile. This is a ticker man you guys are very familiar with. This is the Sweet Spot's full-time ticker man, Kevin Landrum. Mm. Our lovable little Lando. He's great. He's usually nursing a hangover or has
alcoholic.
He has a mouthful of dip usually half the time. And sometimes we'll joke about how he lives a destitute life. Maybe he's one possum away from starvation or something. Or he's cranky because his cardboard box got drenched on last night. None of which I don't think is true, but it might be closer to the truth than we realize. Because Lando gave us a draft profile. This is Darren Peterson, who went to the Jazz last night.
Darren Peterson, a 6'6" guard from Kansas. Peterson weighing 205 pounds, or the equivalent of 2,733 cans of dip, which reminds me. Peterson hailing from Ohio, which, fun fact, I once used an Ohio license plate as a dinner plate to eat some sidewalk grilled cheese that I found. Scouts liken his game to Devin Booker, which some analysts project a ceiling as high as Kobe Bryant. I'd say his game is more like a bum I knew from my bridge days named Patches, who many of my bridge people would call the Kobe Bryant of bumming. Kobe was a high-volume shooter. Patches was a high-volume looter. He averaged 19 dumpsters an hour. Peterson, a 5-tool athlete in this draft. Patches was a 5-tool bum under that bridge. He could panhandle, slightly disease-free, stomach that could adjust any kind of roadkill, could effectively negotiate with wildlife vying for resources, and most importantly, in possession of a shopping cart. Peterson hopes to be a future cornerstone of whoever drafts him, like Patches was to the whatever underpass he took up residency under. Scouts say that Peterson was a dog on the court. Unlike Patches, he was viciously eaten by a pack of wild dogs. We're holding a memorial service at that gravel pit near the High Five this weekend. BYORK, bring your own roadkill.
Okay.
I think if you spend half your profile talking about a bum you knew...
He meant a lot to Lando.
That's not going to make the profiles we're going
to
play.
But I'm glad we got to share the hard work of Michael Dixon, Will Connerly.
Exactly, yeah.